producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Rubio says we need to block Syrian refugees. Trump says he may run as an independent. Just some of what was discussed over the weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a good one. Donald Trump all over the map. And we have some new polls out. But this is a first time. He signed the Republican pledge saying that he wouldn't jump ship, if you remember that, the loyalty pledge. But now he says he might run as an independent. So what changed the Donald's mind? And does this hurt Republicans and the Republican Party if, in fact, Trump does run as an independent? Think about it for a second. So this is what happened. He was on ABC's Sunday Swirl, their program, this week. And he's always asked this question, would he consider a third party run if Republicans try to take him out? He said, I'll see what happens. If I'm treated fairly, I'm fine. If not, I'm not ruling it out. His lead in the polls has been unshaken. He's unstoppable. It doesn't matter what he says. He still stands tops in the polls. National polls just keep rising, especially since the strikes on Paris. And everything that's happened with the ISIS thugs. Temporarily, Ben Carson got a little bit of a bump. But that's kind of changed, and he slid backwards, depending on the poll that you're talking about. Part of the Sunday Swirl, Trump was also asked if he rules out a database on all Muslims in the U.S., and he said, nope, not at all. I definitely want a database and other checks and balances. We want to go with watch lists. We want to go with databases. He says he would implement it. Absolutely. So there's your fair or foul. Is it fair to tag all Muslims? This is what Trump is saying he would doing. He's not backing off. He surged to a 10-point lead in the latest Washington Post ABC poll, by the way. So no matter what he says, he still always comes up smelling like roses with polls, no matter what polls they are. But I'll give you the nitty-gritty on it. In the latest round, he's got double digits again. 32%, Ben Carson 22%, Marco Rubio 11%, Ted Cruz 8%, Jeb Bush 6%, Carly Fiorina 4%, Huckabee 3%, John Kasich 3%. George Pataki who? Under 1%. And then it goes really from there. So besides Carson, Rubio is the only other Republican in double digits. And Trump is not stepping away from the controversy. He said trouble's coming out of the mosques, as we just talked about, in the United States, and we're being foolish. We're kidding ourselves. He says he's not afraid to put together a database. And he's saying, when asked, of Muslims. Not necessarily people that are radicalized. While Trump was talking about lists and putting people on lists, there's another call that has been talked about besides this whole idea of would you put a list together or not. And as we talk about who gets in and out, we talk about the role of the refugees. You have Rubio saying block the Syrian refugees. But hey, you know what? Let's use common sense. Let's not be stupid about this. So his call is let's be real. Let's be humanitarian. It's like he says a 5-year-old orphan, a 90-year-old widow. They're common sense applications, and you can clearly vet them by common sense. He says when it comes to someone who doesn't fit one of these profiles, there is no reliable database to check their stories, then there you go. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on Fox with Chris Wallace. Specifically, he said, you know what, there's no existing government institution in their home country, which is true, that we can call up and run their names. We can't vet most of these people. It's not that the vetting isn't happening. It's that the vetting doesn't have reliable data to compare it against. So he's saying, don't block everyone out. If it's a 5-year-old, if it's a 90-year-old, extreme examples, let them in. Anybody who looks suspicious, keep them out. But then you get into profiling. And remember, how often is it said, we don't profile. We'd be just as bad as so many others if we profiled, but now we're suggesting profiling. So what is the right answer here? Databases, profiling, or just flat out keeping everybody out. I think Chuck Schumer, shockingly, had the right idea, the Democratic senator from New York. I think you take a pause and you figure it out instead of throwing darts at a board. Why? Take a few minutes, take a breath, look at it, analyze it, come up with possibilities. There are certainly people smart enough in the government that could sit around a war room and come up with some potential solutions. Meanwhile, there's just no place for this in the U.S. It's awful. I hate it when I hear stories like this. Kids, guns, hundreds of people were at a New Orleans playground. They were there for a music video shoot. Two groups in the crowd opened fire. 16 people were wounded. 16 people. This is the Ninth Ward. I toured it a few years ago. They can ill afford to have something like this happen. So 10 had to be hauled off in ambulances, another 6 thrown into private cars to get them there as fast as possible. Awful. People on the ground in pain, clearly, and bleeding. Unrelated to... Oops, you're in the crossfire now. You're in a music video, but now... Now they're opening fire. I mean, this is a large stadium lights lit up the park Sunday. They're working the crime scene. There were hundreds of people. Hundreds of people. There was a parade in the neighborhood, and a lot of them had stopped by after the parade. Oof. Sad, sad situation. I don't know. What makes somebody so angry, so filled with rage and hate, that they let innocent people caught in the middle be victims of a senseless crime related to the people who are just happenstance, happen to be there, and are in the wrong place at the wrong time, when they're asked, actually, to help make a crowd seem bigger to be part of a music video. So hopefully they sort it out as fast as possible. And speaking of sorting it out, we will talk about the latest with the crackdown they're having in Belgium. There's an imminent threat, they say, against Brussels. And what are the threats to the United States and what's being done? We're talking about that next. You may have some thoughts. Is Trump right? Put all Muslims on a list. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the other side.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tonight, wake up. I know you're out there ready to rock into yet another week. Even if you're beyond our borders, hey to the guys out there in Spain. I know you're listening, Jorge and my pals. Also over there in London, we have Chet, an expat, who is in his office listening currently. Christina in Sweden, you get the deal. More and more, the borders are being blown open on this show, which is great. Call, contribute, send us some of those emails that you're sending me. I love it. Let's hear what everybody else has to say about ISIS and how they feel, especially a lot of you in Europe. Let me flip open the phone lines as always, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email at americatonight.net. All right, a couple of things about now what's going on. One, Belgium. There is a threat against Brussels. And let me tell you, you look at the streets, you see what I call the frogmen on dry land. I mean, that's what they look like to me. Just armed, ready to go, wrapped up with everything you can imagine. 16 people were arrested. They had some anti-terror raids. They targeted 19 houses. And mostly to the south of Brussels. But the Paris terror attack fugitive, Abdesalam, was not among the men captured. The Prime Minister of Belgium says, this is serious, this is imminent, we're not taking this lying down, we're doing everything that we can. Now, we all know there is no 100%. But they're on high alert. High alert means stay in your house. We're closing down certain areas. And we're going after every single lead that we have. Because we don't want that to happen here. And we know as we trace it back what happened in Paris and the relationship to those that were lying in wait. So they're maintaining the high alert status. One suspect in those November 13th attacks had been seen crossing into Belgium. So over the weekend, really, they shut down most of the city. And they also recommended, forget the whole sports thing. Forget public buildings where people are there milling around. Forget malls. Let's just close them all down. Because their prime minister is saying, listen, we fear an attack like Paris with several individuals in several places. So they're on level four. That's the highest state of alert in Brussels. The rest of Belgium on three. But if you were visiting, you would get nowhere. Void concerts, trains, department stores, all of that. See, it's large crowds of people because knowing the MO of what happened in Paris, the idea is not to just take out a few people and explode yourself, but to take out as many people as possible. And the police are flat out asking, let's get this third man, let's figure out who it is, let's identify that person. They're worried about people with arms, explosives that could launch an attack. They really think that's what's happening with the group that they believe is lying in wait. And how frightening is that? Because what are you doing? You're trying to smoke them out. But they're not stupid. I mean, they're hiding for a reason, and they're being hid pretty well. And that's the deal. How do you hide? How do you avoid being detected? And so far, tracking down leads, doing whatever they can, but still stuck in that pattern of we haven't been able, we got 16, but we haven't been able to get the ringleader, and we're worried that there are some others that are ready to roll at any moment. That is scary. I can't imagine that people say, yeah, I got to go to the mall. People are just avoiding at all costs those wide open spaces where a lot of people normally would be. Where they normally would be. In the meantime, in England, the front page of one of their papers, The Sun, you know, you have The Sun, you have The Mirror, you have a couple of papers in England, in London, and the front of The Sun said 1 in 5 Brit Muslims have sympathy for jihadis. Not good to hear that, is it? How can you have, here's what I don't get this. How could you have sympathy for any jihadist? That makes no sense. Because that's the guy who could turn around and blow you up in 2 seconds flat. There is no concern over human life. Only a jimmy-rigged vest or backpack or suitcase or whatever to try to take as many people out as possible. Even the mafia is saying, listen, if you want to come to New York, we got something waiting for you. I'm serious about this. They're offering protection now. And I saw that headline somewhere and I thought, oh, this is a joke. Called my buddy up in New York City. And sure enough, they are talking about that. In a Southwest flight had to be diverted. Why? Suspicious behavior. 3 people on a plane were not doing what they were supposed to do, acting really crazy. One of them took off his shirt, was just hanging out like he was at the beach. So you can't really do that on a plane. You're supposed to put your shirt on. And this was a flight that was going from Indianapolis, I believe. It was a flight from Indianapolis to Los Angeles. It had to be diverted to Kansas City on Sunday morning because of that. They didn't follow instruction to take off. They started to do crazy, suspicious kinds of things. They were taken off the plane. They were questioned, according to the FBI. All other passengers got off the plane. Police dogs searched the plane as a safety measure. After questioning them, they were rebooked on a later flight. The three passengers were rebooked on a later flight. Their nationality not disclosed. But, you know, we all have the cell phone, so video naturally was taken of it. And it did look, it was uncomfortable. I watched the video, and it was uncomfortable. If I were a flight attendant on the flight, yeah, I would describe it as unruly. So it's not exaggerated, not that I thought it was, but it's clearly, it would make everyone on this flight feel like something was happening. And see, we know now in the United States, even after 9/11, this was true. Nobody wants to take that. Nobody wants to go down because they're afraid to say anything about something that they see happening on a plane. Instead, they want to subdue the person, get the person off the plane, or figure out something, a way around it, because nobody wants, like I said, nobody wants to go down without putting up a fight. As I traveled so much between New York and Texas right after 9/11, boy, that was so apparent in what people would say as we were getting on flights. Are you prepared to do what you have to do? And the answer is that almost everyone said, of course I am. Of course I am. So on that note, when something happens on a plane here, then you know that there's going to be an immediate, as fast as they can, there's going to be an immediate diversion to whatever airport is close by. And, yeah, you have someone sitting there without their shirt on, and they're yelling things and saying things. Oh, yeah, that's a definite. Very little chance to save that. Because there's no way around it. I mean, no way around it. All right, Jeff Gordon was hoping at his last final race he would win. He did not win at the Homestead Miami Speedway. He did not claim the title, but congratulations to Jeff Gordon on an incredible career in NASCAR. Kyle Busch, who opened the season in a bed, ended up in victory lane with a championship, a huge comeback win in his first career Sprint Cup title, 9 months after a serious crash at Daytona. So two different tales of what could have happened there. Stay with us.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. How about this? Longtime senator who wanted to be the governor of Louisiana. You remember him? Pretty popular, actually, among the folks in Louisiana. Some of you listening to us in that state, you know, you've seen him for a long time. He's been around and involved in politics, Vitter. And he was hoping that he would be the governor, but it didn't happen. He certainly, I believe, would have jumped back into the Senate, but decided, David Vitter decided he wasn't going to do that, but he says he's not going to seek re-election in 2016. He lost the state governor's race on Saturday. He lost to state Democratic Rep. John Bell Edwards, in the runoff election. He said, "I reached my personal term limit after losing to Edwards, who won about 56% of the vote." They were the two top vote getters in the primary with seven others contenders, but then they had to go to the one-on-one because Vitter didn't get the 50% of the vote. So there you go. He was once pretty much, his victory was once unthinkable in the state. Edwards would have been unthinkable. But after a wild turn of events for Vitter, who started his campaign 2 years ago as the front runner, things turned around, and that's it. So he's saying, I'm out. I'm done. I'm done with politics. It is all about the polls, isn't it? It is. And now when we get into the real stuff of Iowa and New Hampshire, things sometimes turn in a different direction. For Donald Trump, it doesn't matter what poll you check. You can say they lean in whatever direction you want to say, but he leans in the win column no matter where that is when we're talking about Republicans. So as the front runner, Fox did a poll. So not just ABC and Wall Street and the rest that I'm usually telling you about, but Fox does polls too. And in the Fox poll, Donald Trump widened his lead in the nomination race. Rubio, Ted Cruz could overtake Ben Carson in the number two spot. So that's a little bit different. What they do is they ask voters, likely registered voters, Republican voters, and truly what they found, again, Trump, the first choice, 38%, Cruz, in the Fox poll, this is 30%, Ben Carson, 14% in that poll. So it's changed a bit. I mean, earlier this month, Carson was the only candidate that was deemed honest and trustworthy by a majority of voters. 60% said he was. But now things are being questioned about Carson, so that's turned that around, not necessarily in his favor. You know, the bottom line is, when it counts, it counts. And, you know, that's it. So in other words, we can talk about the polls, and the polls matter because that told us who was going to be on the stage and who wasn't for the later debate, and the kids' table was filled up earlier, and you slowly see they're fading. Chris Christie, what kind of a chance would you really honestly give Chris Christie to be the next president? I wouldn't give him a very good chance at all. Rand Paul, wouldn't give him a very good chance at all. Carly Fiorina, of course, I could go down the list. We know it. On to other numbers. President Obama returned to Washington this week to meet with French President François Hollande following what happened in Paris. That, of course, is dominating politics, world politics anyway. And the idea is that this was something that was to be continued, a conversation that was to be continued. Some of what's being said is, you know, the president, in coming back, he's hosting him in the Oval Office for a meeting on Tuesday. They've spoken several times since the attacks on November 13th. They were supposed to meet at a summit last week in Turkey, but Hollande canceled because of the attacks. The White House says the meeting will focus on coordinating efforts in the French-led investigation into the attacks that killed 130 people, for which the Islamic State terror group has claimed responsibility. They're also going to discuss efforts as part of a 65-member coalition to stop ISIS, and they're going to reiterate their shared determination to confront the scourge of terrorism. The president has made it clear he doesn't want to send soldiers into Syria to fight the group and risk getting the United States into a war. So far, he's stuck with that strategy of leading the coalition, airstrikes, sending 50 special forces members into that country, and that's it, swearing that there will not be another war on his watch, that he will not do it. This story made the rounds. You might not have heard it, and it's one of those, aren't you excited you won? Your life is going in a different direction. Your mind must be blown. Picture this. You're not a big gambler. You plop, trying to kill a little bit of time, waiting for somebody in front of a slot machine. The bells go off, the whistles, everything else. People are hysterical around you. They say you won $8 million, but then it turns out, whoops, you didn't win $8 million. The machine is broken. The maximum jackpot is just $20,000. This happened in Oregon for all our friends in the Great Northwest. Oh, this was at the Lucky Eagle Casino in Rochester, Washington. So they turned off the machine, gave her $80. Oh, that is so awful. That is the worst. Can you imagine? You're sitting there. People are hysterical around you. 8 million, 8 million. You look at the thing. It looks like that, but it's not. Sorry, it's broken. I think they need to give her more than $80. I think they need to give her a few other prizes. I don't care what it is. If they have a hotel there, a couple of nights stay, some free meals, something. Oh, that is awful. I mean, that is awful. Continuing down the path of numbers and such for We Can Count, Miss World Canada is accusing China of trying to block her in the pageant, trying to block her from the pageant. And the reason why is because she says that Anastasia Lin is an actress who's very, very outspoken. Let me say that again. Very, very outspoken. That never really goes over well, if you think of it. Think of China. Think of women. And now say the word I just said a few times, outspoken. That it doesn't really jive. So she says that because of that, this played a big role in her winning bid in May to become Canada's contestant in the Miss World pageant. But then the host country was changed from Australia, which would have been fine, to China. And now the communist country has, they say, appeared to single her out among the contestants and is stalling over her visa application. So as a result, Canada might not be represented in the pageant on December 19th. They might not have a representative. They say, look, she's not going to do anything crazy over there that's going to upset the government of China. The whole approach is to do it peacefully. If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen in a civilized way. I don't think so. I think they're going to figure out a way to not let her in. Lin says if she's allowed to go, she will speak out for Falun Gong. And she says she will not do it. Followers of that say China's crackdown has cost the lives of thousands of Falun Gong practicers. So that's part of the problem. What she believes in, they will not tolerate. So I have a feeling her visa is not going to be found. By the way, Falun Gong is a spiritual group that they don't allow in China. They don't allow it. It's a meditation, spiritual kind of group. There's millions of people that follow it. They say in China it's a threat to stable society. Wow. So they're denying people that practice. And because she practices it, they're saying no way. So isn't there, could they just do a backup person? Wow, what do you do? That is and she's a beautiful girl. And what do they do? She was the guy, or she was the woman to be in the pageant, Anastasia Lin, and now she's on the outside looking in, and it's unlikely as to whether or not, it's unlikely that they would let her all of a sudden back in it. Because they've already made that ruling, like, yeah, we're not going to have this woman here. That's not happening. So they'll figure out other clever ways to stop her. And there are plenty of clever ways to make that happen. And I think that's ultimately what's going to happen. Canada's not going to have a representative. No chance of being Miss World, in other words. Another edition of True or False coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You can still throw in your 2 cents, make it quick, 855-266-5283. But now it's time for one of my favorite things that we do here on the show with Patrick Eggdorf, our fabulous technical director, a couple of times a week here on America Tonight. We do this fun little game called True or False. Hi, Patrick.
Good evening, Kate.
All right, so let's see if you've been pretty good lately, I have to say. So you're on the ball, you're paying attention, and of course it really has nothing to do with that except for you have done well. So it counts.
It's let's mainly from listening to your show.
It counts. There you go. Listening to that was a politically correct statement. Very nice. At your young age, you are already getting it. Okay, so I happened to see this, and I called the Butterball line because I thought this can't be true. But apparently, we're just a couple of days, really, out of Thanksgiving, and Butterball, it seems, has shipped all its turkeys, and a lot of stores in the Northeast in particular, but even in the Southeast, are running low, where they literally say they may have other brands, but Butterball, they have a handful of turkeys left, true or false.
I'm going to say true for that one.
You know what? False. It's not bad to guess that, because I was leading you down that path, and I would have probably responded the same way. I mean, here's the thing. This is Butterball's time of year. They have a hotline that's always open. They try to do everything they can. They put out videos. They've got programs. They've got recipes. Now, sure, the grocery store could run out of Butterball turkeys. Absolutely. But highly unlikely. If anything, they're going to have too many of them. I noticed today, and I don't know why, because I have been to the stores in the past where really the turkeys are picked over, but are people maybe going away or something? Because I noticed, Patrick, in the three grocery stores near me, there was tons of turkeys.
Oh, I believe it.
So you got to figure this. See, I mean, you know, Thursday's pretty close. So if you're getting a frozen turkey, and depending on how big it is, you get to the point where you can't thaw it out. You know, you got to go through these steps depending on how you're cooking it. So that would be pretty close. Let's put it that way. That would be pretty darn close. All right, let's move on to another one. This one has to do with the arrest in Belgium. We were talking about that earlier. As far as the amount of people that were arrested, the police are still looking to round up some more suspects. But right now, the way it sits, they arrested 16. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Ah! I tricked you again. No, it is 16. They are looking for other people, however. And they're concerned that there are people that have orders or have the equipment to attack, that kind of thing. So there are the possibility of more there. But so far, they've arrested 16 people. 16 people. Now let's move to this one, this story. Iran has sentenced a U.S. journalist to prison, which would be the worst thing that you can imagine, but they've sentenced detained Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified term following his conviction last month on charges that include espionage. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Yes! Good job. Yes, yes, yes. It is true. It is a sad story. He's an Iranian American, and they say the verdict's not finalized, but I cannot imagine being in prison in Iran. He was stopped with his wife and two photojournalists July 2014, and everybody was released except for him. He's got a dual U.S.-Iranian citizenship. He went on trial in four closed-door court hearings in Tehran's revolutionary court over the past months. He was convicted of what I said, spying and some other charges. The Post is denying the accusations against its correspondent. He's covered Iran for the Post since 2012. He grew up in Marin County, California, spent almost all his life in the United States. It's a very sad story. His family is scared to death about what's going to happen to him. And, you know, there was the possibility of swapping Americans detained in Iran for 19 Iranians held in the U.S. There's been a lot of things going back and forth about that, but nothing's happened. Sad, sad, sad. All right, how about this story? True or false? True or false? California has been suffering through a drought, and because of that, what's happening, people say, is that the folks that are following the water restrictions are getting penalized and are paying some fat fees, even though they're pretty much staying on course and barely using their water, while the filthy, rich, famous people don't get penalized whatsoever. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
It is true. So, good job. Here's the deal. They just did a big story on this. I think it was, I want to say the New York Times picked it up. Maybe that's where I saw it. Made me think about it. But they're talking about the typical example. They featured this woman who is in a two-story tract home in a working-class area in Apple Valley, and she's torn out most of her lawn. She's given up showers, daily showers, cut her family's water in use in half to just 178 gallons a person each day, and they've talked to her, and she's been, you know, somebody that they've checked on, and they have these strict restrictions and have threatened fines and whatnot. There are 411 water districts, some public, some private, and each of these local utilities has been charged with devising its, you know, own rules for saving water during the drought. But there's a big contrast. We're talking about 4 years. So this woman got a surcharge of $79.66 on her last 2 month water bills, raising the total above $330, which is crazy because her husband's disabled and she works to support the children on an income of about $22,000 a year. So go figure, how is she going to be able to pay, you know, that? She says they wash clothes once a week. They flush every third time. They go to a laundromat because they're afraid. Oh, that's awful. But they say in the super rich areas like Bel Air, they use whatever they want to use and nobody says anything about it. They talked about specifically that collectively in L.A., they've used more than 80 million gallons of water in the year that ended April 1st. And they topped, Bel Air topped the list at 11.8 million gallons during that time. Wow. So they're investigating the disparity, the water hogs and the others who are killing themselves to just be complicit and they can't afford it. So in Bel Air, they're calling it that the people have water features like moats and the water's going constantly while other people can't even barely turn on the shower, like in Apple Valley, where I just described the story of the woman who is suffering and then getting these huge bills. I mean, listen, a water bill for $200 or $400 and you're conserving as much water as possible, that makes no sense. Makes no sense to me. And that's it for True or False. Good job, Patrick E.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.